Tell her to quit.
Log Talk Radio.
In the building, and it's going down, man. Tonight we have some of the great live in the building, man. New artists doing some amazing things, man. So we're going to be talking to him live tonight. Yo, I know I've been kind of slightly, you know, running around doing so many different events, guys, man, you know. So shout out to ME2K, shout out to all my Puerto Ricanos out there, you know what I mean? Much love. We're still playing for Puerto Rico, you know. If you can donate, make sure you donate. PR Flags Up, you can check them out on Instagram. They're sending a whole bunch of donations out to Puerto Rico. We're still praying for Harvey survivors. They still, you know, trying to get themselves together. Also, we're praying for Las Vegas. Definitely a sad situation out there. Praying for the survivors and pray for the families that lost their lives out there. So many different things. Big shout out to Tanisha Thomas. That's on Bad Girls Club. My girl, she got a baby bump, so big shout out to her. It's a lovely thing, you know, just being a mother and, you know, so many different things going on in the past couple of weeks. So Equifax apparently had a breach. And so my thing is, like, if you want to have a breach, just make my credit score a little bit higher. That's all I'm saying. You know, give me like an 800 something so I can get, you know, mad credit cards. But hi, that's your girl, Equifax. But I heard they just got another contract solidified for them from IRS. So, you know, this past week we were able to check out Colin Powell. Colin Powell has a new book, basically about leadership and being a great leader. And the title of the book is called It Works for Me in Life and Leadership. Colin Powell, make sure you support him and check out his book. Also, there's a new movie coming out. You need to definitely check it out. It's called Thank You for Your Service. It is an amazing movie, me being a veteran myself. It definitely, you know, touched home for me. We were able to check out the screening. It actually has the one and only Miles Teller. You know him from War Dogs. You know, definitely he's an amazing actor. And it is definitely based on a true story, especially for veterans, you know, coming back home. We're not the same people. We're definitely different. You know, you come home with either injuries or, you know, your mind isn't the same. You know, you still got to try to maintain with your family. So just all the ups and downs that we deal with as veterans, you make sure that you have a handkerchief or a napkin when you're watching this movie, because you're definitely going to feel some type of way when you definitely watch this movie. You're definitely going to shed some tears. So, yeah, you can check out the Instagram at LessRadioOnline.com to check out some of the screening pictures. Also, Till Death Do Us Part featuring Tate Diggs. Stephen Bishop, and many more. Malik Yoba is also in the movie. We got two ticket winners, and we'll be announcing that coming up soon, so they can check out that movie on us, on Lush Radio Online. You know what I mean? We always try to give out those tickets. And definitely, it's a whole bunch of different things. This past week was Nigeria's International, you know, Independence Day. You already know what it is, man. Definitely, big shout out to Niger, my country, all my Igbos, all my Yoruba, all my Niger people in general. Big shout out to them for doing their thing. Also, WVI has its annual gala and diversity meeting that's going on in November during Veterans Day weekend. You can log on to www.womensveteransinteractive.org and you can check that out and definitely support, donate, or come out to the event. Also, CBC past week was this week. We were at the Embassy of Nigeria. So many different men impacting the policy, community leadership. We talked to a couple of council members. And also we were able to go to another industry event with David Banner, who's become an activist along with an amazing artist. So it has been jam-packed with so many different things. And also, if you're in the D.C. area, DMV area, make sure you check out Dog Tag Bakery, Dog Tag Bakery D.C. on Great Street in Georgetown. If you're looking for, you know, just a little bite to eat, just definitely check it out. It's your girl, Leshy Lesh, live in the building, and it's going down. And tonight we're going to have Philo the Great in the building, and we're going to be talking about music, industry. Also, big shout-out to Mayor Bowser in D.C. She has a new initiative that she's doing with just bringing out music and just arts in general, and she has the 202 radio that she just dropped not too long ago. They just did the launch for that. So definitely check out so many amazing things going on this past week. You know, like, we just need love, peace, and light. There's so many different things going on in this world that, you know, we don't need this negativity. We just need to come together, love, peace, and light, and, you know, just bring it together, you know. But, you know, we're praying for everybody, and, you know, entrepreneurs, business owners out there, you know, make sure that, you know, you have great leadership and make sure that you have everything together when you want to start a business or be an entrepreneur, because being an entrepreneur is not for everybody out here in this industry, you know. So make sure you find your niche market. Make sure you know who your target market is and understand why you're doing that. So definitely, we're going to talk more on that, but we're going to have Philo the Great live in the building, man. This dude is doing amazing music, doing amazing things. We're going to have him live on the show. It's going down tonight. It's about to be popping. So let's go to the phone line and see if we have him live on the line with us on Lush Radio Online. What's popping?
Hey, what it do? What it do? It's your boy,
what's
Philo the Great.
How you feeling?
I'm chilling. Happy to be here.
Happy to have you live on the show, you know, to talk about all the amazing things you're doing with this music and everything, man. So before we get started, you got any shout outs, man?
Yeah, for sure. First of all, I'd like to shout out my consultant. She's been doing amazing things. Valerie Denise Jones, she made this interview possible. So she's been holding me down. Shouts out to Mr. Kenfolk, my producer. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out Don Jr., the winning team. Shouts out to my business partner, Chris Keplinger. Shouts out to all my clients, everybody who do business with me, all my fans, and everybody who just fuck with Philo the Great. I just got love for everybody. I ain't got nothing but love to give. You hear me?
That's what it is. You just heard it first from Philo.
Yeah, and let me say this too. Shouts out to yourself and your platform for me being here on Lush Radio. So I appreciate that too. Because without y'all, you know what I'm saying, making it possible for artists like myself, then, you know, probably be hard to be heard out here. So I just appreciate y'all for providing a platform where we can have a voice.
Definitely. Well, you already know whatever. We are the People's Voice, Lush Radio Online. And so talk to us, what inspired you to get into this music industry?
Well, really, I think it's pretty much coded in my DNA. I come from a musical family. I always loved music from hip-hop. When hip-hop was hip-hop, when you had the Will Smiths, the Stetsasonics, the Salt and Peppers, the Coogee Rap. So I always grew up a hip-hop head. And so me, I started writing back in elementary school in the Reagan era with the Just Say No to Drugs, you know, came out. So that's when I really started trying to write my own raps or whatnot and just was good. Never really tried to pursue it as a career. I was just rapping around the neighborhood, freestyling, you know, joning. But now being that, you know, I have continued to do music, I just decided to pursue it as a career now because I feel like I'm ready. And I have learned, gained extensive knowledge as far as the industry. And so now I'm just doing my thing, putting myself out there and see how I'm perceived by the people.
What do you feel was the pivotal moment for you when you said, this is it? This is what I want to do for the rest of my life, or at least the stepping stone for me.
Well, honestly, it's when I had my daughter. Shouts out to my baby, London Rochelle Driscoll. She's 3 years old. So actually 3 years ago, when she was born, I looked at her, and I asked myself one important question. If your job told you you fired today, how you going to continue to feed her? You can't put her back. So how would you feed her? So my thing was to get back into music because I had so much music, but I never just really done nothing with it. I was just working on the catalog. I was just doing music for myself, my personal pleasure. And so when I looked at her and really hit me home, like, man, look, you got a baby now. You're a father now. So you responsible for this life. So that's what really made me to pursue music full-time, learn, to start my company, which is Power Team Entertainment, and just really put myself out there and really learn what I needed to learn to get to the next level in this game.
Definitely. A lot of artists jump into the game, especially, you know, a lot of artists from back in the day, which, you know, we have some of our legends that, you know, are just really starting to get paid because back then they were doing it for the love and they didn't really know all of the business of it, you know. There's only a couple of few. But now that this has actually become a whole business, it's always been a business, but now that people are actually capitalizing on the business side, how is it important, so important for artists out there, young up-and-coming artists, know the business in general before they jump in there? You know, how important is that?
Well, it's very important to know the business, especially now that you got Google University and YouTube University. You know what I mean? So the business is provided for you now. At one point in time, like you say, it used to be a time to where you had to really have talent or you really had to be approached by a major. So just because you had talent, you didn't actually have a deal, you didn't make it because the competition was so extensive. So, but now with social media, like I say, with Google, YouTube, you can put yourself out with so many small distribution companies. You can distribute your own music. So pretty much now is the time where you're seeing more independence and more entrepreneurs. I feel like it's easier now to be an entrepreneur than it ever has been because so many resources are provided to you for a low cost or for free, so to say. So I just feel like, man, if you really got talent and you really believe in yourself, then you can put yourself out really without a major as long as you got a good team around you and you, you know, study and educate yourself. Education is the key.
Definitely. Like Cardi B, I mean, she became an Instagram star and took it from that level. I mean, there's definitely so many different outlets. How do you feel social media has impacted the music industry?
Well, it impacted in a big way because now you don't have to, like I said, you don't have to have talent to put yourself out there. So to me, it just saturated the game, so to say, a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It is saturated because now you got so much music out here, and it doesn't have a genre. It's no genre to it. It's just, you know, it's just their own style. You know, some people call it mumble rap, but, you know, I just feel like it's another part of rap that has evolved from real hip-hop. So you know. It's very easy to put yourself out right now. So it's not hard. You ain't got to have a major. You ain't got to have an A&R. You don't have to have a manager. All you got to have is the willpower, the knowledge, and you can put yourself out.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. We're going to go into some of your music, POA. We're going to go into that song real quick, and then we're going to come back with CeeLo the Great. Stay tuned. You already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Stay locked in. Call it at 213-943-3705. We're live in the building. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. You already know what it is. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, at Lush Radio Online. We're about to go to the song real quick. You already know, baby.
It ain't all about a meal or a deal, but how I felt and how I feel, and about how many scars I can heal with these skills. I've been going through it without music, I probably lose it. And despite all my problems, like Nike, I just do it. Breathe pause in the booth, releasing my truth, reminiscing about the fucked up shit I've been through. Not to dwell on the past, but to tell you it's your past. I confess that I'm blessed, I believe hell is mad, cause I speak with a positive tone. I bar none, intolerance for bullshit, I don't have none. I'm top gun, a hoe or a hater, I'm not one, I am not done. We just getting started, this here's fun. Writing or recording, music is never boring. I can make it all night, afternoon and all morning. Rock a beat in my sleep, not the freak, fucking for free. Those two things for me just come so easy. I'm a beast on the beat, a freak in the streets, on fleek in the streets to the weak. I don't speak, you can find me walking through the east, talking to my peeps if you need me, cause often that's where I be. Tennessee, yes, the killer needs to cease, and local artists need to stick together in the industry. Cause believe it or not, we all we got. So sick and tired of hearing about another brother being shot by another black male. My brothers, it's time to stop. We already being hunted by the trigger happy cops. How the hood don't get better, the guns don't get dropped. How the boys don't be men when the block murdering pops. I done seen this shit a lot. Somebody gets hot, pull a Glock, aim and cut, start shooting up the spot. But the wind is an innocent victim that gets shot. That's when the people want to march like cattle to boycott.
Position of authority, although you've been ignoring me, I know I be lyrically shitting on the majority. I promise thee, I'll be a memory until the industry don't speak of me. After God sees fit to finish me, position of authority, although you've been ignoring me, I know I be lyrically shitting on the majority. I promise thee, I'll be a memory until the industry don't speak of me. After God sees fit to finish me.
Yo, that was like mad right there, son. Like, that was like deep right there.
Hey, appreciate that. You know, I got real music. I spit it. If I ain't never lived it, I ain't going to spit it. So, you know, I speak real music, man. I'm glad y'all like that. I hope all your listeners like it too, because it's real music. To me, that's what the game lacking nowadays is lyrics. You know what I'm saying? Lyricists. So, I come from the school of lyricists, you know what I mean? So I just try to make sure the music makes sense. I put my all into it, and that's what anything I do, though, whether it's music, whether it's work, whether it's relationships, whether it's being a father, you know, I put my all into it. So I really appreciate that. Lush, Lush.
Definitely. Wow, that was definitely deep, especially with everything that's going on right now, you know, with Kaepernick and, you know, just the world in general. Like right now, like, you know, America right now is at its like all time low with like just the way we see certain issues. It's like we need to come together with love, peace, and happiness. Like I was just watching a video not too long ago where they showed this one dude, they tased the cops, tased him, but they didn't shoot him, and he ran after the cops. But that's not how it happens when it comes to us. So, you know, I just hope it gets better, man. You know, I just hope it gets better. I just hope it gets really, really better because it's getting crazy. What are your thoughts right now on the way this whole, you know, world is right now at this moment? You know, America in general. You know, do you feel we can come out of this craziness or what?
Well, I'm gonna say this, and then I'm gonna be real as possible with no sugarcoating at all. This country fucked up, and it's because of the laws that has been made. The laws were put in effect by this country to oppress people of color. With all these war on drugs, which is covert for war on black people, with all these buildings expanding the private prison, and they filling them up with us, people of color. So to me, I don't think it's gonna get better here in America, until white people, and I hate to say it like that, until they get tired. If they don't never get tired, it ain't gonna never change. It's been like that for years. So my thing is, I challenge us as people of color to stick together and to educate ourselves and to do something about it. There is strength in numbers, and if we keep making a voice and being a voice, they have no choice but to hear us. My thing is, it's time out for all that marching and shit. That marching and shit don't get you nowhere. All that boycotting and shit, all you doing is wasting time. If you really want to do something, man, stop spending your dollar with the white people. Spend your dollar with somebody black. Support black businesses. Keep your money amongst the black people, man, and we spend money with each other. And I'm going to tell black business owners this. When the black people do start spending their money with you, Don't fall off of your customer service. That's what I tend to see. Where I'm at, you know what I'm saying? Black people start making money, we start spending money with them. Now the service start getting shitty. So in order for us to prevail as a people, first of all, we got to start spending money with each other. And the business owners who are getting the money, man, you don't take that shit for granted. You treat your people right, man. You're getting the same customer service you would want that you'll give a white person if they came in your restaurant.
That is so true. That is so true. You never lied about that. I mean, you know, I love my black people too, but sometimes it is hard for times doing business with, you know, our own people. And it shouldn't be like that. We should show the same service, the same respect to our own people, you know, but I just pray that it gets better, you know. So who are some of the producers you're working with? For? Is it all in-house, or are you working with people outside of your inside in-house conglomerate? Who are you working with right now?
Well, right now, everything we do is in-house, from the videos to the production to the studio, everything in-house. Shouts out to Mr. Kenfo, my personal producer. He's at A3C right now in Atlanta in the beat competition representing for the camp. You know what I'm saying? So shouts out to you, man. Bring it home. Bring it back to the town. Mr. Kenfo, Broadway. Shouts out to Broadway. He got production on the album. And then my young dude, much love, the bartender. You know what I'm saying? Out of Memphis, Tennessee. So he got production on the album. So those three producers I have been working with. And shouts out to Chance, Music Vision. I got another album getting ready to come out, and Chance will be on that album. So those are the producers that's in my circle who I, you know, who I go to, and, you know, we're a tight-knit family around here.
If you can work with anybody right now that's doing something, who would it be?
Man, I want old-school people, man. I want Nas. I want Ballin' G. I want Bun B, Lil Kiki, like, and then as far as new artists, it'll be T.I., Gotti, man, you know, those type artists like that. So I'm from the old school. I ain't gonna even lie to you, and I like a certain type of music, a certain type style. So those are the people that I named, just some of them. It'll be more of them, you know what I'm saying? But I can't name anybody right now, but those are the ones that stuck out to me, you know what I'm saying, that I love to work with.
Definitely. I am an old school hip hop head too. We actually interviewed A-Ball and AJG a long, long time ago when we had like started when we were doing the radio and stuff. So we definitely had a chance to hit them and a lot of you know, Mia X, a lot of, you know, Gangsta Boo, a lot of them. So it's definitely been a blessing. We've done the history through hip hop. So what's new with you? Any tours, any new videos to look out for and things like that?
Yes, 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 indeed. We got the Type I Like video, which is the single on the album, The Coming of Philo the Great, that's out now on all platforms, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you buy your music, go ahead and get that, The Coming of Philo the Great, it's out. So y'all stay on the lookout for that video, Type I Like. Also, I got a group as well, and it's called TG, the group. And so we getting ready to release an EP here soon, and we just finished a video for the Yes Indeed, which is going to be the single EP, and the name of the EP is Alpha, the Alpha EP is the beginning. That's what we got coming up. And also, I'm an actor as well, so y'all go check me out in Movers, MOV. ERZ615. You can find it on Facebook right now. It's a web series, but we working aggressively to find a home for it, like on platforms like Hulu and Netflix. So that's what's coming next for me. And as far as tours, I'm looking to be in New York in January. So to be performing in New York in January. So y'all stay on the lookout for that. It'll be more to come on that too.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. You already know what it is. Are there any other ventures that you might be touching on besides acting that we need to know about?
Yeah.
Any like
yeah.
a pet fashion or anything like that? Or?
Well, you know, I'm like Batman. You know what I'm saying? I run a business by day, and then I'm in the studio making music by night. You know what I'm saying? So, like I say, shouts out to my business partner. I run a PR company during the day. And shouts out to all my clients, Six Gang, Raven Salve, Orlando Strickland, Lalan Peasy, Dominic, Scott. I said Six Gang already. Who else we got on the camp? Fee, I am Fee. He on the camp. So shout out to all my clients and everybody who work with me. So, I do run a PR company where we do provide exposure, do placements, campaigns. For other artists, so it's just not about me. I walk it like I talk it. So I do help others. I help educate them, help put them on. If I can help them, I'ma help them. If I can't, I just keep it moving.
Definitely, definitely. And let's switch gears. Let's talk about being a CEO. Let's talk about leadership in general. How do you define yourself as a leader, and how? What type of advice would you give CEOs or leaders in their businesses in order to get people on board, building teams, in order to get these people to look at bigger picture?
Well, first of all, it all starts with your product and knowing your customer. You must have a product that people love in order to be a successful CEO. You can have all the money in the world and you spend a lot of money on the product, don't nobody want, you just wasted some money. So my first advice to anybody who has the spirit to be an entrepreneur is talk to customers, talk to people, talk to as many people as you can and interview them. Find out what they want, what they need, and then you go do it. Also, if you plan to be a good CEO and run your company right, you must first have good company culture. And it all starts from the CEO. However you are is how your people going to be. So with that being said, myself, I have integrity. I'm going to do what's right when ain't nobody around me because I know I have a lot of people depending on me. I have people careers in my hand, and so I ain't going to fumble and drop the ball. So me, I take that very seriously, and every morning I get up, man, I pray, meditate, and then I go at it because I know I got people depending on me. I treat my clients like my daughter. You know what I'm saying? She depends on me. I'm responsible for her, and I'm responsible for my clients too. So it all falls under company culture. You as a CEO, you must set the tone and just have integrity. Do everything with integrity. Man, always do what's right. I know it gets hard sometimes, but I promise you, you will feel good to know that you kept it real and somebody else dropped the ball and you ain't got to mess with them because it's their fault and not yours.
Definitely. That was definitely some genuine jewels that he just dropped right there, being a CEO and business owner. You know, and I commend a lot of CEOs, but not a lot of people are built to be leaders or CEOs. We've had a lot of CEOs have to step down from their positions for misconduct. So if you want to jump into the entrepreneur field or you're elected to be a CEO of a business, just make sure that, you know, you have integrity, that you have, you create your culture in a positive way, and, you know, keep doing what you do and continue to be successful. Shout out to all the CEOs and business owners out there. And make sure you spend money within your community also before you spend it outside, you know. So we have to create, you know, stronger brands, a stronger industry for, you know, our community and others. You're doing some amazing things. I'm about to play this other song right here called Type I Like. And we're going to come right back with Philo the Great. You already know it's your girl, Lush. That's live in the building, man. Follow us on Lush Radio Online. You already know what it is.
Yeah.
Take aim, blowing on the gas like a propane.
Blow it,
Steph Curry nigga with my wrist game. Beast mode nigga like LeBron James. Team clicked up like the Taliban.
Yeah,
99 problems you don't want a man.
You don't want a man.
All my niggas with me got the choppers, man.
The chopper.
Have your ass moving like the Running Man.
Woo-woo.
I mix Patron with my Sprite.
My Sprite,
cause
yeah.
That's the drink that I like.
That's love.
You left nigga get right.
Yeah.
I got a bad chick as my wife.
My
shit that you wish you could do.
Yeah.
Back for the first time and it's not the last time. The time of my coming is long overdue.
Turn it.
That's the type that I like.
Type that I like.
Turn it.
That's the type that I like.
That's live in the building with Philo the Great, man. He giving us some fire right now, man. Make sure you support everything he got going on, man. How can they check you out on social media?
Man, everything, Philo the Great. If you don't know how to spell it, listen to me. It's P-H like phone, E-L-O-T-H-E, G-R-E-A-T. Once again, that's Philo the Great. P-H like phone. E-L-O-T-H-G-R-E-A-T on all social media platforms. You can go to my website, www.philothegreat.com. Go ahead and drop your email address on that landing page. It is being reconstructed because we are expanding right now. So just go ahead. The landing page is up, though. So you can leave your email, and I want everybody to know. You follow me on social media, you hit me back, I do follow back, and I do engage with everybody. Don't nobody talk for me. I talk for myself. You hear me?
You already know what it is, man. Follow Philo the Great. He's doing some amazing things, man. And the last thing is, you know, for the youth out there that's trying to get into the industry or just get in business in general, what kind of advice would you give them?
Man, just stay positive. Go hard. Don't never give up. Don't never let nobody tell you what you can and can't do as a young person. The young people nowadays, I call them technology baby, because my baby can work my phone better than me. So they technology baby. So don't let nobody tell you what you can't do. You all are the young innovators of tomorrow. Not to sound like Whitney Houston, but the children are the future, and it's on us to make sure we provide be a good role model, man. You know, we set the tone. So me personally, I'm doing my part to reach the ones around me, and to keep it simple, man, each one teach one. And so if you a young guy who inspires to be in the rap game, man, first have some talent. And the people around you, man, make sure they ain't just telling you nothing, man, just because they cool with you, because they got an emotional tie to you. Ask some people that you don't even know. That's my advice, man. Find some people who ain't got no emotional tie to you. Let them hear what you're doing and get some real feedback. People who got emotional tie to you, sometimes they don't want to tell you the truth because they don't want to hurt your feelings, break your spirit, kill your dream. But ask some people who don't have no emotional tie to you what they feel about what you're doing, the lane you're walking in, and see if they support it. If they support it, don't know you from the man on the moon. My advice, keep going and educate yourself and get involved in social media. Social media is currency right now. So that's the currency right now, social media. People doing anything for a like. Person to give you some money for they like your shit. So you know what I'm saying? So social media is everything right now. So learn the social media game and get with it. Get with it or quit it.
Definitely. Make sure you check out Philo the Great. He's doing amazing things. Support your artists in your area and do what you got to do. Shout out to all the entrepreneurs. All the, you know, people celebrating birthdays this month, you know, big shout out to you. And, you know, we want to keep doing what we do because we do it for the people. We are the people's voice. Lush Radio Online. Make sure you follow us, www.lushradioonline.com, at Lush Radio Online everywhere because we're Googleable. You already know what it is, man. Shout out to M-E-2-K, DJ Hustle, L.A. Shout out to Quan Lee TV. We out here. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. It's on and popping. Ladies in the industry is going down this weekend. Check them out. They're talking about empowerment and everything like that, you know, and then check us out on YouTube. But it's your girl, Lushy Lush, and, yo, we about to sign off in a few, man. Philo the Great, man. It was a pleasure and an honor to have you live on the show with us, man.
Man, it was a pleasure to be here once again. Shouts out to the best consultant in the world, Valerie Denise Jones. Man, shouts out to my whole camp. Shout out to Lush Radio and everybody, man, listening, man. Y'all continue to come in and listen, man. They doing a good thing for artists like myself, and I'm going to continue to support anything I can do for you all, whether it's send y'all a drop, whatever the case may be. Reach out to me because I got you. You hear me?
Definitely. I'm definitely going to need that job. I need that to slide through like ASAP. Appreciate that.
I tell you what, reach out to me, shoot me an email with what you want with what you want that drop to say, and I'll go ahead and get on that and send it back to you.
I appreciate that, Sam, man. Much love, man. For real. Definitely. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man. Real life and chicken grease. We out here doing what we got to do, man. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people. We are the people's voice. Lush Radio Online. And you know what? Dear Mama, Tupac, peace. We out of here. Later.
When I was pregnant in jail, I thought I was going to have a baby and the baby would never be with me. But I was acquitted a month and 3 days before Tupac was born. I was real happy because I had a son.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama, tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father. He was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out and started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I could see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was giving. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.